This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jonathan Kuminga came off the bench last night, a little bit of a slow start, but he did play 15 straight minutes in the first half. Man. And then the second half, he played pretty well. But this is Steve Kerr on the thought process behind not starting Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, without Steph and Wiggs, I didn't want to start Trace, Draymond, and JK. I wanted a little more spacing, and I knew it would be a JK game. I knew he would play a lot because he's played well against this team. The matchups are good for him. And so I told him before the game, you're going to play a lot. This is just about combinations and getting a little more spacing on the floor to start. So all it is just shuffling the lineup to try to get the right five-man grouping on there. But without Steph and Wiggs, to me it didn't make sense to start the three bigs without those guards.
What's that song? Every day you're shuffling.
Oh, yeah, hustling. Rick Ross.
Oh, it's hustling.
Ricky Rose.
Oh, a guy from Sac.
He knows Vivek. He's been to the King games, Donnie, but he's from Miami.
Good vibes surrounding the Golden State Warriors. Four games through.
I'll say this, because you kind of lied on me, but it's not the first time. You said Guru only cares about one individual on the team. But honestly, the right on the table for me about this season not being consistent is number 30 and what he thinks. And I think what he thinks means a lot from Dunleavy and Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr. And right now it's four games. Come on, 16 quarters, Stoney. But at the end of the day, put the push is going to come to shove. And if they got an opportunity to get somebody and it may cost them Kuminga or Moody or whatnot, there's no doubt in my mind now. I have clarity because of where Kuminga's at. I'm not faulting or hating on Kuminga. Stoney, they'll make that move in a Texas second. That's what going after marketing and Paul George as aggressively as they did do.
They weren't aggressive. I'm starting to think they just made it seem like they were. They couldn't have been that.
They want to help.
Mike Dunleavy's not that dumb to bring Lowry Markkanen in here.
Well, Paul George.
Him too.
And Draymond says it was both.
Please.
And I do.
Thank God.
Markkanen had a bad game, but my God, I'm like, you're the dude? Oh my God. Stoney, he was awful.
This is vintage goo right here. Let me get the exact numbers on your guy who was a must get. What are we going to do without Lowry Markkanen?
It was a bad night for him, but my God.
It's been a bad career for him.
Nah,
One, two, three, four. This is his eighth season. Ooh. Ask me how many playoff games he's played in. Lowry Markkanen.
Okay, this is
zero. Never been to the postseason.
That can't be right.
Why? Because it's a fact.
Why? What was Danny doing giving him the bag? He should have been night-night.
Keep him as an asset.
Yeah. But in the right situation, look.
In the right situation, he could be on a 500 team.
No, if he was playing with Stoney, that's how you look at stuff. Seriously, though. Look, Buddy Hield's already been making buckets, Buddy Buckets, what have you. But Stoney, he's fitting in seamless with this Warrior team.
What does he have to do with marketing?
I'm thinking, what if marketing was in a system like the Warriors playing with guys that are smarter, guys that are champions? Now,
Walker Kessler is a very intelligent player.
I have to ask that again.
Yeah, but I'll say this. What did it do for Wiggins? It got him a ring, even though we're wanting that old Wiggins back. But you know what I'm saying?
Like, Wiggins helped get the Warriors a ring, too.
Because like, of what was difference around him.
No.
You don't think this Warrior culture gave him the...
No. I'm not with you there.
So what happened
Steph
for Wiggins?
Curry's the culture.
I agree with
End
that.
End of story.
And people gravitate to him. They love him. So I'm saying, you don't think a guy like Markkanen or Paul George could be the best version of themselves in this system?
No, you think that like automatically. And I do not think that. Is this the best system possible for Jonathan Kuminga? No.
No, that's totally different. Yeah.
Okay.
But was this the best? I feel like you're not giving Markkanen the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not.
With his,
he's been on two teams and he hasn't gotten it done.
But it's not all him.
It's hollow numbers.
No, that's all around the league. But Steiny, to say he's the biggest reason he hasn't played the playoff game, I think that's putting too much on his doorstep.
I'm not. I don't.
Well, then why did you try to re-up, though? Re-up him.
Because they had to. They couldn't lose him. They still think he's an asset.
If you're rebuilding, you could have lost him. I don't know what Utah's doing. I don't know why they... It's like Dak with the Cowboys.
I'll tell you exactly what Utah's trying to do. They're trying to keep marketing, stink again, and then go get Flag. Cooper Flag.
Wow. Okay.
And
if I'm a Jazz fan, you got to get Flag. I'm with that. But this ain't the NFL, Steiny. You can suck, but you still got that old lottery thing to see if you get the number one pick. NFL has the best tanking system. You stink, you get the number one pick. NBA, you got, you could say, you got a 2% chance, but there's a chance if you're the worst record, you ain't getting that one pick.
Right, but you know why they did that.
Patrick Ewing, David Stern.
To prevent teams from tanking.
How's that working, you think? I'm not being smart. I'm asking.
Yeah, it's not working any better or worse than the previous system worked or didn't work.
Man, I can't wait for Flag to ball this year. The best American prospect since Kevin Durant.
Okay.
I'll leave that there.
And how many times have you seen him play?
Enough.
Yeah, here we go.
And he gave him business at
Duke. Guru's going to say like 50, and I'm going to say, he hasn't even played 50 games at Duke.
Enough, Steiny. I'm excited about him.
Let's go to Filmo, Mike.
Mike!
What's up, Filmo?
Yo.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, we're having an interesting conversation about Kuminga.
We'll see.
And development. And I just want to be clear. I don't want to yell. I just want people to hear me out.
Wow.
Because it's very unfortunate. Kuminga, you got to realize, his development individually as a basketball player, it is where it is, correct?
Yep.
He hasn't been playing basketball for that long of a time. In the grand scheme of things, he's a hell of an athlete of a player, right? He's like, he's been playing probably, what you say, 15, 14, 15, 16 years old, and you averaging 17 points a game. It's like, man, it's amazing. That's crazy. On the flip side, when the Giants or when the Warriors drafted him, they were a lottery team, quote unquote, right? But they weren't really a lottery team. So the runway, good or bad, that a Scotty Barnes, a Cunningham, Evan Mobley got
no doubt.
Evan Mobley probably in the best situation because they actually made the playoffs and he still developed. But Kuminga, it's weird. His conundrum is he's not that developed to get the $140 million, right? But the Warriors really had no opportunity to give him that true runway to develop so that they could see or that he could become that player. So it's really a weird, and the CBA only gave us, three or four years to make up this decision. So it's like we're in a weird conundrum. Is he a bad player? No.
Mm-mm.
Is he a great fit right now in his career? Maybe not so much. But to say that he's not going to be this or he's not going to be that is very, very extremely immature, and it's not fair to the Warriors, Steve Kerr, or Jonathan Kuminga. If you really look at it on that broad scale and not say, he's not playing tonight and stuff like that. Look at it on a bigger scale, and we may see something different.
Hey, Mike, I'll ask you the simplest question in the book. Is life fair?
No.
Exactly. And he got drafted
no doubt
by a really good team. and the other guys got drafted by bad teams. You hit it right on the money. It's not
let me
fair,
give this to Mike too.
But he didn't get drafted by a team that went 20 and or that was a 20 and 60 team.
Mike, great stuff, and I got to leave you with this one too. Just imagine, and I'm not being negative, but just imagine you, Stani, and I are in Kuminga's shoes, and he knows this. He's watching Atlanta or some of these dump truck teams that run up and down. There's no doubt in my mind he would average 25 points. So he can't say that. But I know he's looking at it like, I got to this team with structure and whatnot. But if you put me on Portland, I would get to 25 and probably 10 a night. That's frustration.
He wouldn't get you 10 rebounds.
That's just amazing, Stephen. But go ahead.
If you listen to Kuminga talk, like when he does the interviews, and I don't know if it's because, you know, English isn't his first language, but he's very brass. So, like, Kurt, I think somebody asked him last night, like, hey, man, Kurt, you know, he says, you know, you play good when you do this. And he said, hey, I play good versus everybody, and I do the same thing every night. The shots just happen to go in a weird way. I think that's...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a good thing for someone like Kuminga because he can only focus on what he can focus on. And Steiny said something earlier where I think maybe, you know, he has a lot of circumstances. He got to think about his parents trying to get him over to America. He may not fully be focused on basketball where it should be. This allows him to kind of like breathe. You know what? Chips fall where it may. I got to play my butt off to get paid for me and my family. And that could be a good thing in a weird way to me.
Thanks, Mike. Well, appreciate the call.
Yeah. We've been consistent with
there's,
that.
There's
Stani.
Still a fundamental question with Jonathan. You ever hear heard of that famous book or saying, "Why can't Johnny read?"
Never heard of it.
No. No, never mind that. Why can't Johnny rebound?
Yeah, no.
Why can't Johnny rebound?
Well, I'm going to put another rat on the table.
That's all effort.
Can I give him a pass on? They're shooting so many threes, no. Stani, that the ball's
going. That should benefit athletic player on the floor.
Well, when he's leaking out, you ain't getting no rebounds, you know?
Thank you. Anyway, I'm not here for the Kuminga slander.
It's an expose about dyslexia.
Well, that's why.
Okay. Yeah, I knew. What's an expose, by the way?
Something between an article and a book.
Looks like I caught Evan by surprise. Kind of like the start of three segments yesterday.
What about that?
Summer.
Wow, Evan rules. Hey, you said you had a Maddie. Did I ever tell you the story of Maddie?
I'll tell you at 1:30.
Okay. 1:30.
I think I can tell this one on the air. I think.
Oh, boy.
It's just a funny little story. It involves Tiger Woods, actually. No, it does.
Yeah, you're hard on him. I don't like that.
What are you talking about? He's fine,
you
Tiger.
You don't know there's certain subjects I get uncomfortable around you talking about.
Tell me all of what they are so I can bring them up as much as possible.
I don't know if you know
what's your problem with Tiger.
I'll leave if you start.
Hey,
no, I just think you're too hard. Why did he say his name on the voicemail? Player 101, so they know who you are. Well, you never say your name.
This is something that I would disagree with. The 925, Kuminga sulking instead of picking up coaching. I don't think he's sulking.
Not at all.
I don't.
Not at all.
I think he might be, I don't want to say confused, but.
He's got to be disappointed, though. Sure,
disappointed.
And what about the Warriors guy?
Do you think he was sulking?
No.
I think that's too strong.
Not during the game. He might, well. Sometimes I think he gets down on himself, but that's not because of how he's being used. He just wants to play better.
Real quick to you too, Stani, and you kind of just something profound I say just went over your head because I was like, man, that sounded good. Don't Don't you think, Evan, in a crazy world, the Warriors wanted to give him that money? They wanted him to, they would have been glad to be like, you are part of our future. So it was.
Right, but it was never close. That, you know what I mean? Like,
wow. That's what's disappointing.
They were never going to pay him $40 or more million. Why should they have?
No, well, I guess had he shown you that
But he didn't.
And that.
Like, we got to stop there. Yeah, if he would have shown him, they believed that's who he was. Yeah, but he's not. And they didn't.
Like, and, you talk about real quick here, the Warriors' future or the guy after Steph, and I know nobody wants to. Like, it was supposed.
This is the problem.
It was Poole, I thought, and then Poole, he's gone. Then it was always Kuminga, and I think that's why people are hard. I'm not, like, you know what I'm saying? We're waiting for him, man. But it looks, go ahead, Starty, because it looks like he may not be the guy.
He's not the guy. What in the hell did anybody ever see in Jonathan Kuminga to think he could be a number one? And if you're following in Steph Curry's footsteps, that's a number one. He's not a number one right now. Will he be? I've got my doubts. Does that mean he can't be a good player? No, but the best player on a team has to be multidimensional. He is not multidimensional.
Well, Stoney, he doesn't have to be the one now, but show glimpses of, oh, you're going to grow into it's time.
I don't think you'll ever be able to run your, I shouldn't say, okay. This is what Phil Mo Mike's saying.
Yeah.
And I kind of agree with him. I have my doubts that you'll ever be able to run an offense through Kuminga.
I hear you. So, you know, it's too early to put a jacket on him. But my point is, there's still time for him. Had he shown the necessary signs that he'll grow into that when it's time for him to be the bona fide one or 1A or even 2A?
For the life of me, I can't understand how anybody who's followed basketball for a long period of time would have ever thought that an 18-year-old Jonathan Kuminga, who was late to the game, was going to be your superstar at 22. I'll tell you what.
But now, what do you think they had in mind when they drafted him in a perfect world, the Warriors?
To be at a place at 23, 24, 25 when he's ready for that role. But he might not be ready for that role.
Man.
And you know what? They drafted the best available athlete at 7. Yeah. That's all they did. Here's what I don't understand. How can you draft a guy who is a flat out project and then assume he will turn into a star? Like, you cannot assume that. If you're going to draft Jonathan Kuminga, you better know that it may take a little while. That you're going to have to invest a lot of time in
at the 2 pick.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. How the hell do you draft a guy who had 9 points against Southwest Missouri State? Well, he dribbled around the cones well.
Well, that video I saw.
Yeah.
But they did it for a reason, Stoney.
Did what for a reason?
They drafted Kuminga thinking, go ahead, Evan, I know you're going to chime in, but.
No, I was just saying, don't you have to also prepare for the possibility that you invest a long period of time to reap nothing?
Oh, for a project?
Like that project will take you 4 or 5 years to figure out that it won't work.
Absolutely.
Do you do that at 7 when you got a pick like that?
Who was it, 8?
Well,
who went 8?
I was just about to bring it up, I swear, but
Franz.
Still.
Did he?
Oh, boy. And they happily gave him that money. Barnes, who got an orbital fracture, be out 3 weeks. Donnie, they happily gave him that money. Man. Just saying, I'm not out on Kuminga. I'm rooting for the kid. But you can't tell me him not being in that lineup yesterday was a good thing. There was a clear message that, you know what, there are scenarios to where if guys are injured, mainly our top two guys scores, and they're out, there's a scenario, Stoney, that you won't be in our starting five.
That's the point. That's where I'm at with Kuminga. It's like he hasn't been consistent enough for him to assume that he's going to start and play 30 minutes on a team where they're looking for guys, you know, they're playing 11 guys. you said something that I completely agree with. If they're going to use 11 or 12 man rotation, that's not great for Kuminga. Now, I agree with that. But they're not using an 11-man rotation because of Kuminga. They're just using an 11-man rotation or 12 or whatever it is because Steve Kerr thinks he's got a lot of good players, 1 through 10 or 1 through 12. But I you know.
You got me thinking about tonight real quick, Snotty DJ Quick. If somehow they could win this game and it's, you know, 4-1, and I know you go on this rodeo.
Order the rings?
No, I'm not saying that. Just stack them.
You're right. You're right. And last year, they lost a lot of games that they thought they should have won early in the season, and it came back to bite them.
Do you think the Pelicans, and shout out Willie Green, Bishop O'Dowd, Steiny, but do you think the Pelicans look at last night's game like, we gave that one away. We didn't get beat.
They lost by 20.
Yeah, that's why I think the Warriors' defense turned up that intensity.
I don't think you get beat by 20 and say, boy, we should have won that game.
Even being up 20, 17
after one. They played one good quarter.
Yeah, you're right.
They're like the Niners against the Cowboys. Only the Warriors ain't the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Sengun? I don't want to hear about Sengun in Houston.
The Rockets come out and play.
They stink.
Jalen Green is athletic, man.
Oh, so is Jonathan Kuminga.
No, this is different. This is different. Your boy. Come on now.
415. Guru, didn't you listen to what Monty Poole said?
Every word.
Kuminga didn't start because they needed shooters and spacing. Did you even listen to Monty?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.